This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
Portion of the program brought to you by Crestview Country Club. Fall at the club. There's still golf, tennis, glow-in-the-dark triples is coming up. It's a one-time-per-year special event, Halloween-themed triples event. They black out the indoor courts. They light everything up. High energy. Got the music going. Drinks a la carte. It's triples, which means you be a part of a team of three or four, taking on other teams of three or four, and then you rotate after every point. Costume contest. Prizes will be available. Check it out, Crestview Country Club, more than golf. Although I did play about seven holes of golf yesterday.
A little windy out there. Did you blow away?
Just before the wind picked up about hole probably five or six.
Okay.
When I was out there. And then I just ran out of time. So it timed out just about right for me. But it was nice to get out there. That's one of the things I like about it. Busy schedule. Get out there, get as much as I can, and then get on with my day. Tommy, I forgot all about this. It's the exhibition game tonight for KU in Arkansas.
It is. Yeah.
8 o'clock. That's going to be very interesting to see. So we'll definitely be keeping our eye on that tonight for sure. I'm curious to see it, but I know Hunter Dickinson yesterday, I think they announced he's not going to play.
Right.
Which honestly, I kind of like that for KU because we know what Hunter Dickinson's going to bring to the table. I kind of want to see all these other players, right? So it doesn't break my heart. Just be careful. No reason not to. But that'll be fun tonight. Arkansas, of course, will be good with John Calipari there now.
Always fun Thursday to watch Bill Self and Calipari face off against each other, by the way.
Right. Yeah, maybe they'll get in an old man fist fight. That'd be awesome. No, they won't in an exhibition. These exhibition games are pretty cool. And I think it's a charity game again this time.
Yeah.
So that I wish that we would get that across the country. Bill Self did this last year for the, you know, to help with the wildfires out in Maui. They played Illinois. So, and I love that KU's going on the road to do these games too. They did that at the Illinois game. They're doing it again. Bill Self has always been a master of challenging his team early and getting them ready for what will be coming late in the year. So that game is tonight. Wichita State's exhibition is next week. And I believe K-State's
on Sunday. Wichita State's exhibition is Sunday.
The 28th, 27th?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Let me just look. Just while we're on this, let me look just so I don't say the wrong thing. Let me see when K-State basketball.
Theirs is not until next week.
That's what it is. Theirs is the one next week. That's correct. Right. Okay. So you get Wichita State's this weekend, which again will be fascinating. I would imagine we won't see Monte unless something crazy happens. It's Tuesday that we get K-State's. Then you get another week or so of a break before the actual starts of season. So we'll have a lot of basketball to talk about on Monday for sure with between KU and Wichita State. Football Friday here on the program. Vikings-Rams, it delivered. We hoped it would deliver. Went over like we hoped. Two good offenses, although the Vikings fell really flat after the first two drives of the game for some reason. That was sort of interesting to see happen. But the Rams get all their firepower back, and then all of a sudden, they look really good on offense. And, oh, yeah, Matt Stafford's really good. And, oh, yeah, they got two really good wide receivers there who have been out most of the season. And, you know, all the things we thought about the game, and we didn't even know Nacua was going to play when we were talking about it yesterday morning, and it delivered. But how about that call at the end of the game? That's as bad as it gets if you're the Vikings. That was as clear a face mask with everything on the line, with the officials as close to that play as they ever will be because it was in the end zone. They're never that close to the play. I mean, there were two officials staring right at it. How on earth do you miss that call? I mean, that's as bad as it gets.
Yeah, it was a bad call, number one. Number two, you know, when you're in that kind of position, you have so many referees that are out on the field. And the explanation officially was that no referee had a good look at it. then there's
they were right there.
Well, then there's an issue with the positioning, like where the referees are. If nobody, and I don't buy that nobody had a good look at it, but if that's really accurate and the truth, then they need to work on where they're positioning, because how can you not have a good look at the quarterback in the end zone? Like that should be because everybody knows, like, when you are that deep in your own territory and the quarterback is going to drop back into his own end zone, that there's probably going to be pressure brought on the quarterback. There is nowhere else on the field for the officials to be looking than right there. So the fact that nobody had a good look at it, and you know, this is just the insaneness, I guess, of just how NFL challenges work. And all. Like, that play's not reviewable. Like, a penalty like that is not reviewable. Like, how do we have some things reviewable and some things not? Like, I just don't understand that part of it. Bad call all the way around. But the caveat I do want to say, there's no guarantee that Sam Darnold would have led the team down, because they would have needed to score a touchdown and a two-point conversion to tie at that point. There's no guarantee that it happened because, of course, as you mentioned, the Vikings offense after the first couple of drives really kind of fell apart. So, you know, it's unfortunate it happened that way, but I think the people that are saying, you stole a victory from the Vikings. No, there's no way that you can say that.
There's also no need to miss that call. By the way, Justin Jefferson's on that team. You throw up a couple, who knows, right? Like, but they had plenty of time to drive down the field. Like, that's what made it so annoying. They had almost 2 minutes to get down the field with perhaps the NFL's best offensive player on that team. Like, come on now, refs. And why do we overcomplicate replay in all sports? This should not be that hard. If there is a blatant missed call, you have somebody watching and you say, nope, that is, you guys missed it. There was a face mask there. That's just not hard. We should be able to do that now. We know we can, because they do it on other plays. Do it for every single play. Every single play. It takes 2 seconds for somebody to buzz down to the official and be like, you missed that. That's not the right call. We're starting to see that introduced in other places. Certain calls get like flipped all the time now. Just make it for every call. It's not hard.
And it's not that particular call. Like, the face mask right there is objective. It is definitive. Yeah, it's like definitive.
That one's not even difficult,
right? Like, it's not like a pass interference where you have to judge the impact of something or how deliberate it was or whatever. Like, it's not subjective in that regard. It's pretty easy. It's pretty cut and dry. Did the guy grab the face mask or not? And in that case, he did. It's unfortunate for the Vikings that, ultimately that was the end of their opportunity to push the ball down the field. You were talking about the Rams, by the way, and everything with Nacua and Kupp, and Stafford threw the ball great. My concern, if you'll recall yesterday going into the game, was, how long is it going to take for that offense to click on all cylinders? Will there be a little bit of a ramp-up period that they'll need to go through? Really, there wasn't. And if there was, early in the game, the Rams really fed the ball to Kyren Williams, and I think that was something that I didn't even think about. Like, if it did take a while, potentially, for that offense, or at least for the passing game, to start to click again or start to get more comfortable or whatever with those guys returning to the lineup, then all they have to do is just start feeding Kyren Williams, and he'll get them going. And that's exactly what happened. I said worst case scenario for the Rams would be that it would take a minute for that offense to start to come around again. It didn't at all. And that was the most impressive.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Thing about the game.
They were ready to roll. Impressive. I'm glad that they're in it. I really like Matt Stafford. I have become a big fan of Sean McVay. So I'm glad that they're in it. I'm glad that they're good because I think Stafford is incredible. I think Stafford, had he played on different teams and had better chances to win, would be in that conversation, you know, of not just Hall of Fame, where I think he'll be there, but like, you know, one of those quarterbacks we talk about when we talk about the best that have played the game, his arm talent. I mean, he makes, I don't want to say as many, but he probably makes more like wacky, incredible physical throws than anybody not named Patrick Mahomes. And he's done that for years, right? He just played for a really crap franchise for a long time that's now turned it around, ironically, after they traded him for Jared Goff, who is maybe the number two guy for the MVP right now. But I think they're a cool team, and I've always been a fan of the Vikings too. That was a fun game. It delivered, and I hope it's a precursor of the weekend, and we get a fun NFL weekend. For the Vikings, two losses in a row, I'm not worried at all about them. It doesn't impact what I think of their chances to go do something special. I don't think they're going to anyway, but this doesn't change that opinion by any means. Their offense fell flat for a while, and credit probably goes to the Rams for that. Not totally sure, but they're going to get Hawkinson back at some point too and get even more dangerous offensively. But a great game, two good teams, two contenders, I think, in the NFC for sure.
By the way, I traded TJ Hawkinson in one of my fantasy leagues earlier this week just because I'd had him and I had him on IR for quite a while. It was actually our dynasty league that you and I are in.
Didn't
together.
You trade him to me?
No, I traded him to somebody else in that league. I had him on.
I think you traded him to me too.
That was, I had him in another league. Just this week in our dynasty league that you and I are in, I had him on IR, had him there for a long time, and I kept expecting eventually he would come back, and I know he will, but I had the offer because it's a dynasty league to be able, like, we get draft picks, and I wanted a draft pick, and so I traded Hawkinson for a second rounder.
Yeah, he's good. He'll be back. I thought he'd be back this week. I bet it's next week. Yeah, you traded him to me too. I couldn't wait. Be patient.
I could. Well, but also I've had other tight ends that I have stepped up and I feel pretty confident about.
Hey, thanks a lot. I don't have any. I really could have used him. You could have traded him to me twice. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. World Series starts tonight too. So we've got some things out there coming tonight. We got top of the hour football picks incoming. I'm excited. We got a lot of fun ones to do there. So it's all Brockton Caster. The IHOP hotline is open. We'll get to a voice message through the Odyssey app when we return as well. It's all coming for you on Sports Daily. Don't go away.
...97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Hot in here.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.